Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name is Angie Scholes, and in our business lead this evening, I'm joined by Angelique Peake, who's attending the US-Africa Business Summit in Angola. Welcome, Angelique.
Thank you so much, Angie. Yes, exciting times.
What can we expect from this summit?
So it's an interesting question, and it's my first time attending the summit. I believe we attended the same sort of event 3 years ago in Botswana, and then there was one similar one in New York last year. But what this really aims to achieve is to showcase Africa to US investors from an opportunity set and from what is happening in the African space, because we all know Africa is really starting to lead the way in opportunity sets that perhaps have already run their course in Europe or in America. And we can do a lot of it on our own, but we need investors and new technology and new innovation to also play along in that journey. So this is for countries all over Africa to go and meet with investors and governments from the US and showcase what is currently happening in our respective countries, as well as then what investment opportunities there perhaps are for people from the States.
Yes. So what opportunities do you think exist for Namibia to attract the US investment through the summit?
So Namibia is in a really interesting space, and we were just discussing it this morning. You know, 3 years ago, perhaps quite a few of the different opportunities were not where they are right now. And at the moment, it's really emerging as one of, I want to say, Africa's most exciting frontiers, because we're sitting with major oil discoveries, which are becoming more interesting every month. We're sitting with world-class green hydrogen potential. It's a bit of a longer journey, but with the space and the sun and the wind that we have, the potential is definitely there. And we're sitting with a very stable, transparent business environment. So ultimately, Namibia is here to attract the right kind of investments. We want partnerships that create real local value. And that is through things like skills development, SME growth, and just real sustainable practices. So whether it's in energy or infrastructure, logistics, or innovation, because trade corridors are also quite a major thing at the moment, and we can chat about that. Namibia is really, it's open, it's ready, and it's committed to really inclusive long-term development. So I think this summit is vital, or it's a vital platform for connecting with the right kind of governments and investors. I nearly want to say who want to grow with Namibia, not just from it.
Talking about SMEs, what role will African SMEs and startups play at this summit, and how will they be supported in assessing US capital and markets?
So it's an interesting question, and I actually don't think that there will be a vast attendance by the SMEs themselves, simply because, you know, these summits are often very expensive US dollar-based events. But the opportunities for the SME set are really from the corporate ecosystem that will probably attend the summit, corporate and commercial ecosystem. So if you think of the oil and gas sector, what will happen offshore and really right onshore and the major infrastructure and corridor side of things, that's all in the corporate space. But all of that requires a major multiplier ecosystem to support it. So whether it is catering or logistics or, you know, marine services, et cetera, and then those again need contractors to supply into them. And suddenly you've got an opportunity set for everything from the corporates to the commercials to the SMEs, and all the way even into the SS and the MSMEs and the retail ecosystem to play in the space. The key is we need to understand it. We need to understand the, in the oil and gas idea, the offshore and slightly onshore ecosystem well. And then from there on, as a country and as banks, we can start enabling the commercial sector and the SME sector to play in that space.
Angelique, according to you, how can Namibian and African companies leverage the summit to establish lasting partnerships with US businesses?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And it's going to be one where I think we need to do a little bit of groundwork at the summit, but also with the players that are in the Angolan ecosystem at this point in time and those that we're going to meet in Africa. So these conferences or summits, what they do is ultimately create connections for people. The rest of the work really comes after that. So what we need to do is try and attend as many of the plenary sessions that we can to understand what opportunity sets the other attendants see in either their spaces or in the spaces that we also want to play in, you know, mainly oil and gas, hydrogen, and certainly the trade corridors, infrastructure, energy, all of that. So if we understand what they're thinking, and there is also an invest in Namibia session. So what we're trying to do is also showcase what Namibia has to offer. And then from there onwards, we need to leverage that new relationship, make sure we keep in touch and keep connecting also other players with the players that we have met. And so that's how you create nearly a multiplier effect from those summits. It's a connection first, and then from there, a real deep dive into potential business partnerships or investment opportunities. It doesn't go, it's not a 5-minute exercise. It does take time. But that's why we, especially in the early phase of any industry, and I'll use the oil and gas example, and even the hydrogen example, in the early phases, it's really making the right connections and showing what we can do. And then over time, building a case to either invest or work together or partner, which all of which will be the case in Namibia.
Yeah. Looking at the energy and infrastructure side of things, with a growing global interest in African energy, including renewables and green hydrogen, what role will the energy sector play in this 2025 summit discussions?
I think the energy sector is going to get a lot of attention because you're quite right. Energy is a major global discussion at the moment. You'll know that 2-3 years ago, the world was really trying to move away from your fossil fuels and much more into the energy transition, into much more renewable energy. The reality has come through that actually, with the world growing in many places and the energy need because of also new technology also growing, we're not quite there as a country, as a continent or as a world to be able to just use or really get into the full energy transition as fast as we had hoped. So that means there is new exploration happening in the oil and gas side of things, because we know we will need that sort of energy source much longer. But there is also constant new technology in, whether it's solar, wind, biofuel, and obviously also green hydrogen. We're just not quite technologically there. But I think the mix of these and the fact that Africa has an energy role to play for the rest of the world as well, because we have such a big opportunity set, is going to be a major part of the discussion.
Yes. Angelique, do you think infrastructure financing and public-private partnerships could be central themes at the summit as well?
I think it is going to be a massive point of discussion. Look, Africa wants to be part of the global infrastructure play and definitely has the space and the ability to do so. And you'll know about quite a few of the corridors, trade corridors being finalized right now. And Namibia plays a big part in that. We're extremely lucky that we're connected to many parts of Africa, as well as having a really functional port and probably a lot of new port development happening in the next few years. And the infrastructure opportunity set is massive for Namibia, but also for the rest of Africa. So I think whether it is on roads and rail, or whether it is on any supporting infrastructure for, say, oil and gas or hydrogen, storage of all of these different energy sets is part of it. All of those are opportunity sets that we now need to look into with a great opportunity.
Angelique, just the last question. At the end of this US-Africa Business Summit, what would you like to walk away with?
It's a very good question. I would like to walk away with two things. A deeper understanding of what the leaders of other African countries are currently thinking, because I think in Africa, the countries have realized that collaboration is absolutely the key. And this is where it's not just private sector collaboration. It's private sector collaboration with governments and regional governments. And that's where the IPPs and the PPPs that you just mentioned also come into. So I want to walk away trying to understand what the various African countries, specifically in our region, are thinking and how they want to approach that. And I also want to walk away with the US government, as well as investors, that are going to attend this, having gotten a really good feel for what Africa is doing, what Namibia naturally is doing, and what the opportunity sets are. We've got so much to show the world in how, you know, we have a stable fiscal environment, a stable legal and very advanced legal and fiscal environment, a stable government. We have great infrastructure. The more I hear, I speak to oil and gas people from the world, the more I hear we have such great infrastructure already. So it's a great start. We speak English. It's an English economy. So I think we've got a lot to show. We just have to show it in great detail and then welcome a working relationship with these investors.
Angelique, thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope it was interesting, and afterwards I'll tell you all about it.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.